We'll keep moving now and look at our next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. Can you please explain Psalm 54:5? Well, I think it would help us to read that entire psalm. Psalm 54:1-7 says, "To the chief musician of Neganoth and Mishil, a psalm of David. When the Ziphims came and said to Saul, Doth not David hide himself with us? Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them, Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies." As with many of the psalms, this one tells us the reason it was written. We see that David, the writer of this psalm, is crying out to God for deliverance from his enemies. He speaks of strangers and oppressors that are looking to kill him. These people are operating completely contrary to the will of God. David then speaks of assurance that the Lord is his helper and is with them that support him. We then read in Psalm 54:5, "He shall reward evil unto mine enemies, cut them off in thy truth." The enemies of God are destined for destruction. Speaking of the wicked, we read in Psalm 7:16, "His mischief shall return unto his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate." The very wickedness they intended against David, the righteous God, will return upon their own heads. David asked the Lord to cut these men off in his truth, or according to his truth. The Lord had promised to protect David. These men had determined to kill David. David would later write in Psalm 143:12, "And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant." David's remark are proper in turning over his enemies to the Lord. We read in Romans 12:19, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." We can calmly leave these things in the hands of our Lord. He will take care of us and administer vengeance according to his perfect will. The Lord Jesus himself was the perfect example for us, as we read in 1 Peter 2:23, "Who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously." David then ends his psalm by promising sacrifice and praise to the Lord who had delivered him from his enemies. Psalm 92:1 tells us, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." May we all learn to wait upon the Lord, allow him to determine the proper judgment for those who mistreat us, and may we learn in all things to praise him.